change is dangerous.
Everybody come to the Breakfast Club. I call this the hot seat.
Y'all are wild. Can I live?
You are out of control. I can't even deal with you.
Y'all are so petty. Why are y'all so petty?
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Captain of this bitch.
Angela Yee.
I stay in everybody's business, but in a good way.
Charlamagne the God.
The ruler of rubbing you the wrong way.
The Breakfast Club.
Made for everybody.
Yes, Charlamagne. Man, we are having so much fun up here on a Friday.
Yes. Are we fake here or are we really here?
We are really fakely here.
Yeah, we kind of in and out. Today's episode of The Breakfast Club, it is Friday, Memorial weekend, four-day weekend for us.
Yes, I'm fake here today.
Yes, Marlon Wayans will be here this morning. He's got a movie coming out on Netflix called Naked on August 11th. And then his TV show Marlon starts August 16th on NBC. And he'll be at Caroline's all weekend, like I just
said. That's a busy man right there.
Very busy individual. So we'll talk to him this morning. And somebody who's near and dear to my heart, my dermatologist.
And to your face.
And to my face. My dermatologist, Dr. Natasha Sandy, will be here, the woman who bleached me.
Right. And you know, we know you guys are ready to lay out. It's Memorial Day weekend. You're on vacation.
Yep.
Some places are warm. Some places aren't that warm yet. But we got to give you some tips on how you can make sure that you stay safe.
Yes, because May is actually National Skin Cancer Awareness Month. And today is actually National Friday. So basically, don't fry your skin. So Dr. Natasha Sandy will be here to give us all those tips on those things like that. Okay, we got Get It Off Your Chest coming up next. 1-800-585-1051. If you got anything that you want to get off your chest, if you feel blessed, if you feel stressed, just call if you want somebody to talk to. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. We here, baby. Yep, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy is on vacation. Hell,
yes.
We are on vacation.
To be honest.
We fake here right now.
He just wasn't here to pre-record this part.
Yes, but it don't matter that we fake here because we got Marlon Wayans coming up next hour.
And you haven't heard this before.
You have not heard this before. Marlon Wayans will be at Caroline's all weekend, Caroline's Comedy Club here in New York, so we'll be talking to him. And I want to salute to Charlotte, man. Salute to everybody who listens to us in Charlotte, North Carolina on Screech 103.3. I will be in Concord, North Carolina on May 31st at the Books A Million in the Concord Mills Mall at 6 p.m., you know, signing copies of my book, Black Privilege Opportunity Comes to Those Who Create It. So people from Charlotte been hitting me up crazy. When you come into Charlotte, I will be in Charlotte on May 31st. That's next week, Wednesday, at the Books A Million in the Concord Mills Mall at 6 p.m. So pull up on your boy. All right? Yeah, what you doing this weekend?
This weekend, I am going to St. Martin, so I will be there. That's where DJ Envy is with his family right now, except he stayed way longer than I stayed. I actually am heading out there today, so I'm excited about that.
And how much luggage does Envy's family pack? Matching outfits?
But it seems like they have an exact amount of what they need. It seems like they don't bring anything excess.
That's a fact.
All right.
Yes.
And I'll be in the Juice Bar, so make sure y'all check me out at Juices for Life, too, because I'll be there this weekend as soon as I come back from St. Martin. So, you know, I know it's a little bit of a balance we have to do. We're going to be drinking, barbecuing, eating. So make sure you come and get your wheatgrass shot or your juice as well.
All right. And we got Get It Off Your Chest coming up next. I don't care if you're blessed. I don't care if you're stressed. If you just want somebody to talk to, myself, Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, we are here for you. Call us 1-800-585-1051. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. All right.
The Breakfast Club. Let's go. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're man or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Chris.
Chris, tell her why you're blessed, Chris.
Hey, I'm not trying to put nobody's business out there. I'm a little less blessed than most people in this world, but I'm a little more blessed because, you know, somebody I know just got popped doing some things this weekend they shouldn't do. I used to be into drugs and selling drugs and stuff, and I grew up and got out of it. I got a family that I provide for, and I got a good job. But one of my friends, he was transporting heroin and crack and meth this weekend, and he used a woman to put it inside herself to transport it, so he got an extra charge for that. So
damn,
he'll probably be doing the rest of his life in behind them bars.
Well, let me tell you something, sir. That's how all those stories end. There is no happy endings when it comes to the drug game, sir.
Usually.
You're definitely right. You're definitely right there.
All right, bro. Hello, who's this?
Hi, y'all. This is Charul. Hi, Charlamagne.
Hey, Charul.
You remind me of my uncle. I always say that, right?
I'm Uncle Charla. That's what they call
That's
me.
That's right.
Why are you mad, mama?
All right, I'm mad, y'all. First of all, I'm at work. I work a lot, y'all. I work in, you know, in detox. Mm-hmm. So my thing is, y'all, I'm always in scrubs. So when my boyfriend see me, y'all, I'm in scrubs. I'm never like, you know, I don't have time to like get fly, get cute. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I might do my hair, stuff like that, but that's about it, y'all. Long story short, I'm walking with him on Lenox Avenue the other day.
Brooklyn.
You know, coming from work.
Lenox Avenue in Brooklyn?
Oh, no, in Harlem.
I was like, what?
Harlem, my
bad. In Harlem. And, you know, he saw somebody else he knew. Now, I had on scrubs. But he saw another girl he liked, y'all. And he going to pull the other chick to the side. He going to say, let me talk to you for a minute. Let me ask you something. And I'm standing there like I'm nobody, you know? I'm not messing with him no more, y'all. Because if he can't
he talked to another girl right in front of you?
In front of me now.
First
see,
of all,
the
you should
old me would have punched him in the face. But you, the new me is like, I got a career. If you want to be a bird, I'm off you. And I'm not never coming back.
And I bet you that other chick ain't got no goddamn job.
Nope, and her bills is probably all tacked up.
See what I'm saying?
Right, and it's, you know, it's income tax, so these bitches, excuse my language, y'all. These chicks out here got their little Uggs on, they looking fly, but my tax money goes on bills. See, that's what it's all about, right?
He need to get his priorities in order, okay?
And
he
yes, need to... I just want to say shout out to Monty from 114. I'm over you.
Damn, wow. You're dead out here, Monty. You canceled.
Damn it, man. Tell him why you mad. 800-585-1051, or if you're blessed, call us up right now. 800-585-1051 is the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
What's up, man? It's C-Boogie from the Bronx. How you doing, DJ Envy?
C-Boogie, what's up? Tell him why you mad, bro.
No, I'll tell him why I'm blessed, man. Why right. I'm blessed.
Tell me why you blessed him, bro.
the refinance went through, so it's a good luck.
There you go. You lowered your interest rate, right?
Yeah, well, I locked in early, so I lucked out because interest rates are real high right now. They keep going up, so I locked when we were pretty low.
Good, good, good. All right, well, enjoy it.
Yeah,
you in the threes or fours, low fours?
I'm still 4.3, but it's not bad because...
They're at 4.8 right now.
It's not bad because it's at 4.8. It's probably going to hit 5 soon, so I'm saving money every day.
All right, good luck, man. That's the way to do it.
Plus, today's my new job, too, so I'm back at 75, so good luck, man.
All right, bro.
All right, thanks, man.
Hello, who's this?
This is Columbia.
Hey, Columbia, tell them why you're mad.
Is your name Columbia, or are you calling from Columbia?
No, my name is Columbia. They call me Coco, though.
Hey, Coco.
Hey, Coco.
What's up, Coco?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Why you mad, mama?
I'm mad because my old man got locked up, and he think life stops out here, but it don't stop. He did take care of me when we were together and everything, and I didn't work and everything, but I got bills now, and I got his baby, so he need to understand that and just chill out.
What do you got locked up for? What kind of drugs you got locked up for selling?
I mean... crack cocaine.
Okay, well, I just want you to know that usually when you date drug dealers, that's what happens. They go to get killed and end up in jail.
I know, but I was prepared for him to get a job and everything. Everything happened for a reason, but just understand and give me time. That's all I want to say.
So what you
time.
Doing? What
he
you
got,
out here doing
time.
That he don't
he
want you to
time.
Give you time
what
for
you what? You out here doing that he don't want you to do?
We did stuff together. And he was taking care of everything. I need to get my life back together. I wasn't working or nothing like that, so
I'm going to be honest. I think you need a conspiracy charge. I think you need to be in there with him.
No,
be honest with you.
You need to go get a job, mama. Go get a job.
I'm working. I worked so I could find it. I found a job. I'm working. I've
working?
Been working.
Where you working?
I work at Venus Fashion.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, it's a clothing line. I work in a warehouse.
Oh,
I'm
on
my way to work right now.
Okay, well, good for you.
All right, mama.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you stay on the righteous path, boo, okay? Don't go out there trying to get another drug dealer.
Yes, that was Gucci Mane with both. Good morning, everybody. It is me, Angela Yee. Charlamagne Tha God is here. DJ Envy's on vacation. You know, matching outfits with the fam all weekend.
Oh, my God. I see him. Listen, Envy really country, by the way.
He is.
I know you're from Queens, but Envy country, bro.
He been in the suburbs of New Jersey for a long time.
Oh, that's that Virginia, that Hampton University living down there.
All right. Well, anyway, we are the Breakfast Club. Now, coming up at 7 a.m., we do have Marlon Wayans coming through. He got a lot of big things happening.
He is performing at Caroline's in New York all weekend. And you know what else is funny about comedians? Comedians are always so inspirational. Ain't that crazy?
Yeah, they are.
It's weird.
They have a lot of great views on life.
Yeah. So we'll talk to Marlon Wayans next hour. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
Yep, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy is on vacation.
I was wondering. I was like, either that or he got real black. Like,
you know, all of us go through skin changes. We go through skin complexion changes.
I'm the only
like he said, hey, nigga, hold this for me. Where do you go? St. Martin. Oh, he didn't even go to the DR?
St. Martin's in the United States.
He don't go to the PR, the DR? Is he Dominican?
I thought you go to the DR when you got a... when you single. You don't go to the DR when you got a family.
He's with his whole family. He's Dominican. Five kids.
He's Dominican?
Yeah, he's not Dominican.
He didn't go back to Dominican?
Dominican.
What, is he Puerto Rican?
Not
Dominican?
He's
don't
black.
Don't call Puerto Ricans Dominicans. They get real upset.
What is he?
He ain't black.
Yes, he is.
They don't make that complexion no more.
He's black.
As envy. I bet you tell you, nah, bro, I'm Dominican. He's Dominican. If not, he's Puerto Rican, and they used to call him Chocolate and Negritos.
I would say he's Dominican. He wears white jeans. Most Dominicans wear white jeans.
With no socks.
I've never seen him wear white jeans.
And
I've seen him wear jeans with
Let me stop
zippers.
Before I get cut by a Dominican. I'm sorry. Me sorry. Me gusto. Me no me gusto.
Can Dominicans raise hell for comedians? We had Chris Rock here a couple weeks ago. He said the people to stay away from, as far as joke-wise, is the transgender community. I never heard somebody say Dominicans.
Nah, you can hit everybody, man. I believe... you'd be an equal opportunity offender, and you can say whatever you want and do whatever you want. It's just how you say it.
Yeah.
You know, if you do a joke that makes... Here's a good joke. If you can make the people that you're talking about laugh the loudest...
Got you.
Then you got a good joke.
So if you make a joke about transgenders and they laugh...
Yeah, then you got a good joke.
Dave Chappelle had a funny joke about transgenders.
If they laugh so hard that they dress come up and you can see they meet... It's a hell of a joke.
Now, Marlon, you do have your new show coming.
Yes.
Marlon
on NBC.
On NBC.
I finally got no more WB or CWs. I'm moving up the world. I'm on a network that got three letters in the acronym. So I'm trying to be somebody. So Marlon, yes.
I saw the trailer for it. So it's based on your relationship with your ex.
My chosen mother. I don't even call her ex. I still call her baby. That's, you know, for the rest of my life, you know, we don't know what it is. It's just, it is, and it's love. So, you know.
That's your best friend.
That is. Or sometime when she ain't mad at me.
Do you subscribe to the whole theory of once your vagina, always your vagina?
No. You know, I mean, that's some pimp. Right there. Well, once mine, that's always mine. I mean, my ain't that strong, you know.
Gotcha.
It only lasts 72 hours. After that, it's whoever else is in there.
Yeah,
it can't. Jizz can't fight for life, even though there's millions of them. They're like in the street. They got a good 3 days of scrap, and it's a wrap.
Gotcha.
But I believe, like, you know, a vagina is like 3% of somebody, man. It's how you get along with somebody outside of the vagina that really counts. When you get old, ain't nobody having sex.
That's a fact.
Because older women ain't gonna look at some soggy balls and go, yeah, I want that. And old guys gonna look at the John and be like, yo, that looks fly. I want that right now.
I just want to say, I've never really looked at somebody's balls. I don't know what old balls look like.
Go Google them and then tell me, are you going to be having sex when you get old?
And that's why it's important for you to wear underwear.
I Googled old vagina, and I love women to death, and I think it's a beautiful piece, but it looked like a camel chewing straw. And I was like, I'm good. I just want to be friends.
And old penises look like trash, too, because whenever I walk in the gym and I see them old white men in there, Lord have mercy.
They look like a hacky sack. Like they can
oh, my God.
Kick their
dick
up in their hand and take a...
This looks terrible.
Oh, Lord,
have mercy. Oh, my God. You're right. That doesn't look very appealing.
It's not appealing, right?
So
that's why you just go, let's tap out. Let's just be friends.
Let me see what old vagina looks like.
Marlon, what are you going to bring new to the sitcom world?
Oh, man, this is a new bit of old, man, with the sitcom. Because for me, I just wanted to bring truth. And it's a different kind of family sitcom. I mean, it's one that you haven't seen before.
Mm-hmm.
We all seen, they want to erase the fact that he ever existed. They're trying to get this name out the dictionary. But he did a great show. Bill Cosby did a great show.
Yeah.
You know, and it was truthful about his life. My life experience is truthful, and it resonates for this audience. It's a different kind of
right.
TV family with a different kind of TV dad. I give my kids different advice than the normal advice. I give real advice to my kids. Like, my daughter told me she was getting bullied, and I was like, yo, mine. Sometimes you just got to choke a bitch out. And, you know, and I went on, explained to her what you got to do to protect yourself. And that's what the episode, you know, spawned from. It spawns from my real life deal, my real life situations, and a real life situation that I'm in terms of breaking up with somebody, but making that, at the end of the day, your family is your everything. So just because your family's broken up, it doesn't mean that your family's done. It's just a new chapter in your love and your evolution of love. And so at my show, end of the day, it's a love story. It's a family show, but I'm ridiculous. I'm physical. It's like Cosby if somebody made Martin the father.
Mm.
So okay. It's wild. It's ridiculous. It's edgy. It's youthful. It's a real show based on my real life. And it's different because it got my flavor. So what I like about it is I've been known to go off out of bounds. I'll the stuffed animal for three minutes.
We know.
We've seen.
I'll get my ass licked by a stuffed animal. And, you know, I don't give a because when I zone out.
How you clean up getting your ass licked, but then say, I don't give a
that's what I mean. I zone out. If this was live, I would have found a way to say it and not curse because I'm just a pro like that. So being on NBC, I can't do that. So now I have boundaries. And what I love about having boundaries is I have to operate within those things but still yet be myself, which allows me to have a really potent 22 minutes of content. There's 1 minute of heart. I get to act, like to have that sentiment because I went to Performing Arts High School, and there's things that people want to see from me. I have a romance because it's my children's mom, and you know, you still love each other, so you're handling that relationship. And so for me, these projects I got, my show Marlon and my movie on Netflix, Naked, it's my evolution. I'm finding it's one thing to be funny. But it's nothing to be good. And to be good, you have to have good stories. And to be good, you have to have good grounded characters and a good story that propels you into the ridiculous. So those are the things that I'm learning stepping away from parody. And I actually bring that to my stand-up now. So I think I'm better as a comedian now because of what I'm saying and how I'm saying it on stage. I'm still ridiculous. I still go, no, that didn't. But you do leave going, man, I like what he had to say.
All right, we have some more with Marlon Wayans coming up next on The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, America. Charlamagne Tha God here. Angela Yee's here. DJ Envy's on vacation. We are the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Marlon Wayans is in the building. Now, Yee?
Now, I'm Marlon. Are you living in the house with your ex-wife, or you live next door?
No, I live.
Because it looks like you're always there. No, in your show.
Oh, I got to open door. I go whenever I choose.
Because I see she's dating I saw in the trailer.
On the trailer, she's dating. I mean,
in real life.
I don't know.
You popping up on the ex in real life?
This my family, man. I walk in, it's love, you know. I let her know I'm coming sometimes. Yeah. I'm like, I'm on the way. Sometimes I sniff the bed when I come in. Any remnants of be checking for little puke, little curly kids. Like, nah, this one's not yours. But nah, I go with those. That's my family. Yeah. They live in a dope ass house in the valley. I live in Hollywood Hills, and I take good care of my family. My family live. My kids got a movie theater.
Because you address her dating on the show.
On the show, that's like, what if?
Right.
That happened. How would I?
It's going to happen at some point. You think. In real life.
Oh.
Will the kids still have a movie theater if she starts dating somebody else?
A really little one. It'd be a screening room. What do you call those? Little red things?
Oh, yeah, I forgot those. Yeah, I remember those. I forgot
what they were called. But, you know, I'm blessed in my life to have found a person of that caliber. She's a wonderful, wonderful human being. Like, when she curses me out, I get it. I probably most likely definitely deserved it. But the kids that she's raised, what she's done with my sperm and her eggs is amazing.
That's
they're
the
amazing
most
kids.
Right.
My son's 15. He ain't never seen a jail. I'm so happy about that. My daughter, she gets all A's. She's so smart. The Asian kids cheat off her.
It was just her birthday?
Yeah, my daughter just turned 17, but she got her heart, but she's still a baby. She's got the heart of like a 3-year-old, man. She's just love. I mean, she gives me weird hugs, but that's okay. You know? Okay, Dad.
Yeah.
But that's good. I like that. Yeah. But, you know, she's a great kid, man. I can't ask for... That's all you want in life. The show is an ode to my family. My kids, they go, Dad, you're wild. I said, what do you mean? They go, you don't think you wild? And I said, show me wild. And they went on my Instagram, and I was like, yeah, I'm wild.
Well, they wild. They got the wild gene, too. It just ain't kicked in yet.
I hope not.
They weighing. Stop it. Come on, bro. Like, it's about...
I don't think my son is. I think my son, he's actually... But he's going to be a ball player, so that he may have fun. But my daughter, she has this wild thing about it. Like, when we have drinks, she's always like, so what is that? I'm like... Bitch, why are you asking? What you so
you call your daughter a bitch?
Oh, that's my little nickname. That little bitch. Little bitch and a mama big bitch. I think I call her that now. Just when she get older, some call her that.
God.
She ain't going to be tripping.
Look, I love when you Google people and headlines pop up with no context. So I Googled you this morning. I saw the headline. Marlon Wayans says ex-WWE star is scared of big black penis.
Oh, no. I follow that story.
What the hell were y'all talking about?
Because there's a black WWE star, and she said that she doesn't date black
men. I only date white guys.
Oh, like, okay. There's no context.
You're missing out. You got to try. You got to try some of this.
All black men don't have big penises.
This one do. You can call around. You can Google.
That's a shame that I can call
you
around.
You can Google me. I got, put it this way. You know you got a big joint when there's some pictures I got that I wish leaked.
Let me see.
I wish. I'd be like, damn, I should leak this. It looked like a hookah. Like, and especially if you catch the down angle, it looked like I'm sitting there with my friend.
See, now I Googled Marlon Wayans' penis, and all it says is, all hail LeBron's penis, Marlon Wayans.
All hail LeBron's penis. Really?
What LeBron
penis? Another headline with no context. What is it? What the
fuck? LeBron.
See, that's another. You got to stop drinking.
That's when LeBron.
You got to stop drinking, Marlon.
No, that was, they catch me off the plane. I'd be sleepy. That's when LeBron showed his jammy on accidentally when he was tucking his jerseys.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah. And,
I don't see your penis.
I got to say, he's a great basketball player, but he can do a lot of things, but I got him there.
You got him in it?
I got him. I got him just based on his size and the ratio of how tall he is to the ratio of... This girl's go.
That's so funny you say that.
Some basketball players got a little... I'm like, they're basketball players. They're 7 feet tall. Even if he had a 9-inch piece, it's still going to look little. It's going to look like a belly button on a nine-foot tall.
I remember when Superhead was talking about Shaq, and she said that. And I'm like, what do you call little on Shaq?
Yeah, it's all perspective.
Now, you said you know when you go too far.
That just went too far just now, right? But,
no, I don't think so. But is that a mentality that is conducive to being a good comic, though? Having that, I can go too far.
You
got
to push it to the limit.
As a comedian, you have to go places that people aren't comfortable going themselves. They may think it. But as a comedian, we got to take a fast flashlight and we go into dark crevices of our mind, of pop culture, of the world, of the news. And we got to go in there and we got to come out with this little thing called a joke and a smile about something tragic.
Mm-hmm.
So in my set, I talk about everything. I talk about everything from Trump to terrorism to, you know, to love to you know, to gay rights. I talk about everything in my set at Caroline's. Where I'm there all weekend long. This weekend, Memorial Day weekend. Make sure y'all come out and check me out. The show is getting good, man. I feel it. Like I didn't feel special till this year. I'm feeling special. So I haven't done one yet because I'm not in a rush to do a special just to do a special. I'm in a rush and I'm hitting stages every night to get as good as I can get. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to do stand-up at the age of 38. Mm-hmm. I chose to do stand-up at the age of 38 because I want to be great. I, it's like, you know, Michael Jordan learning to shoot three-pointers in his latter of his career. It's, you know, I look at Jordan. Every year he learns something. This is something I had to do to become Marlon. I was always, the first 20 years I spent developing in the Wayans camp. And now, these last five have been Marlon. And so that's why my show Marlon and my movies I'm doing, I'm finding who I am, I'm finding my voice, and stand-up is really helping me crystallize who I am. So my best years are ahead of me.
How much has politics seeped into your stand-up? Or do you feel like you want to keep it light? Just because, you know, people want to escape. when they go see you.
I go there. I take a nice 20-minute, 25-minute chunk and talk about the politics.
Word.
It's because it's right now, it's such a heavy topic. You got to go in there, and you got to talk about all the different perspectives. I talk about everything. I talk about everything from hip-hop to Caitlyn. I talk about it all.
What interests you about Trump now?
Like what interests?
Yeah, when you say you go into that dark crevice, like what's there?
Oh, it just watch the news. Every time he opened his mouth, he got a joke. Yeah. I think God did this because he was like, you know what? The comedians, here's a gift to comedy.
Right.
I'm going to give you this joke as a comedian. I mean, as the president. And people are just eating it up.
There's something to that, though, because, I mean, you look at somebody like Stephen Colbert, he's the number one nighttime.
Yeah, because he's working toward it.
You're working toward the strength. Like, this is strength is politics. Like, yo, Trump is magical. I can literally, if I want it, I could do 30 minutes. I could do an hour on him alone. But, you know, I don't want to make it the Trump bashing show. So I do a nice 5 minutes. I'm an equal opportunity offender. I get 5 minutes, pop, 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 I'm out. Next topic, pop, 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 pop. It's like a boxer. Every round, you come in, you do something different. Bow. My thing is, every 5 minutes, I want to laugh so hard that I earn the right to go get a sip of water.
Okay, we got more with Marlon Wayans coming up next. Michael Che did a stand-up, Lil
Rel. Gerard Carmichael.
Who inspired you out of those people?
I think all of them inspire me. Mm-hmm. All my peers inspire me.
Correct answer.
No, I'm just being honest, man. I think this because when you are a fan of comedy and you have a respect for everybody's style, instead of breaking somebody down, I look at what they do great and I go, wow, how can I apply the mechanics of that to what I'm doing.
Mm.
I don't want to be that person. But I'll go to the Chappelle show. And I went to a show, this man had 25,000 people. And Chappelle is so cool that he just sat there smoking a cigarette, telling his jokes, and felt no pressure. 25,000 people, and he's just chill. He could make 25,000 people feel like he's talking to 7. And that is magical for me because when I get in front of 25,000 people, I literally can combust on stage from the energy. I'm over here. I'm over there. I'm like, I'm all over. I'm like a crack baby. I'm like a little squirrel from Ice Age. I'm all over the place. He's just real calm. And I love that about him, that he could just sit in the pocket and give you a great conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I respect that about him. I respect that Rock, you know, Chris Rock is brilliant at, they're both brilliant and I could talk about both those guys for days. Rock is like a great preacher.
Rock's what he the best said, to me, man.
He's a great preacher, a wonderful writer. The things that he says and the way he connects and the way his mind thinks and, you know, he brings you this way and then hits you that way and he don't mind saying it and he says it again and he says it again. And if you get mad, he'll say it again. And he don't give a f-. And I love that about Rock, and he's a tactician. He could tell he's sitting there going, I like where this joke is going. But let me sit here and work on this more before I go out with it. He likes to paint his thing all the way and not just give you. Dave will paint in front of you and then paint some beautiful shit and go, throw that out. But they're both different. Talk about Kev. Yo, Kev's a beast.
Absolutely.
Kev Hart is a beast. And you watch him on stage, he's lovable. You know, he's a master salesman. You know, the dude, you can't hate on that. There's nothing to hate. Haters will sit there and go, what are they doing wrong? People that love and really want great for themselves go, what are they doing right? And instead of going, I'm not poking holes in people. I'm just going, I'm inspired to be as great.
Is there really a black renaissance going on in Hollywood? It seems like it.
Says who?
I think it started
get a show and it's a renaissance. Please.
But it started with Empire and then like Blackish and you got Insecure, you got Atlanta, you got the Carmichael show.
Yeah, but that's because there's so many networks.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad that there's more networks. I'm glad to see. I think, you know, Hispanics need, you know, more exposure. I think Asians need more. I think Blacks need more. I think everybody needs. Look, we have little people on television. Yeah. You know, everybody deserves to have their point of view of their show, of their life, because there's an audience for that show. By the way, speaking of little people, that little one on there's a little person that looked like J-Lo on that Little People show.
I was watching that the other day and I was
Call
saying,
me crazy.
Really
I was you That's gonna a pretty you girl. Gonna judge me. I was sitting there in my disgust.
That's you know how funny. You get in I was that just
disgusting
saying that.
Part of your mind like, yo, for real? I fucked that bitch. You start thinking about it and you get a little ass, you throw up and come here, put my your head. Get over. Make a nosebleed. Come here. I'm sorry about that.
Marlon, you're going to have about 3 misogynistic think pieces written about you tomorrow. You called your daughter a bitch. You called a little person a bitch.
You called your wife, your ex-wife.
But I do it in jest. You know, I do it in jest. Here's the thing. No, but here's the thing. You know what I've been saying? No, but about the word. It's not about the word. It's about the connotation of the word. My kids went to school. They wasn't called a n***, but some little boy in one of their school was calling them muffins.
Muffins?
And I was like, what's a muffin? And he was calling them muffins, and he was looking at all the black kids calling them muffins. And I was sitting there going, this motherfucker called my kids a n***. Through a muffin. I started looking at muffins like, why would he, what does a muffin got to do with
each
other?
Holding the muffins up to your kids and see if they're saying complexion.
Like if it's blueberry, are those the little moles on your face? Like, what's the, but it's not about, so therefore, it's not about the word. It's about the connotation, not the denotation of the word. It's about how you use the word. I could say in terms of endearment, I have 5 sisters. We joke all the time. They call me, I call them bitch. And that's just the way we love each other. It's like in certain neighborhoods, in my neighborhood, certain white boys, what's up, my nigga? I don't even trip.
Because
we grew up together. And I know if somebody from that block was to say something, you're going to be the first person right by my side whooping that dude's ass. So it's all about the connotation.
What if you're in bed with a white woman and she's like, let's role play. I'm going to be...
Well, then that's the agreement y'all make. Sometimes that could be fun. You know, let's get the chains out and play roots. You know? Just don't, and here's the thing, you just go, just don't tell nobody. Don't let the black women find out about this. Don't tell them.
Now, have you seen the Pac movie yet? Okay.
No, I haven't. But you know what? I saw the trailer, and the dude looked like Pac.
Right.
He had
the same snuffleupagus eyes as Tupac. It's called Pac Snuffleupagus because he was this gangster, right? He was all hardcore, but he had he had the most beautiful eyes. You look in his eyes, you find yourself just magically, whimsically feeling like, oh my God.
Snuff did have them long eyelashes.
His eyelashes, like Snuffleupagus. It's called Snuffleupagus. He had that, and Pac had these really soft hands. Like, I call him the Pabala thug because his hands were so soft. I'm like, how do you even punch somebody with these? Time out. Let me put my gloves on before we fight. I got a manicure tomorrow. Chill. Pac, I talk about him with love because, you know, that was my boy. I met him when he was doing Juice with Omar. Mm-hmm. And Omar Epps is my best friend. We went to Performing Arts High School. I was in Howard University. They were doing Juice. I came up to the set of Juice. My boy Mitchell, who's a writer now in Hollywood and does comedy, produces with me on my show. He was in Juice as well. He was the guy to get, you got the juice now, man.
Oh, at the end.
At the end, yeah. That's one of my best friends. Me, him, and Omar. So
that's a very pivotal part of that movie. Yeah,
he hated that line. He's going to be so mad we talked about this.
You got the juice
Yo,
now.
Man.
You got the juice now, man. You know what I mean? You know what they see him like? That's juice. That's the juice, man. Yo, you got the juice now, man. That's his, what you talk about Willis.
By the way, that's one of the most corniest lines now. When you back then it was hard. You watching that like, man, who says that? You watch a man kill somebody.
But you know, but I'm like, you ain't miss because you know in your youth, you know what I mean? It was a good 3-year pocket after he did it, that girls was giving him some because of that one line.
That one line.
But they would ask him to recite it while he was having sex. Say it. You got the juice now, girl.
We'll see him at Caroline's this weekend. Watch his TV show when they come out, his movie when they come out. We thank
Marlon,
you for joining
August
us,
August 16th, 9 and 9:30. Really funny show. It's a family show. You can watch it with the kids. Believe it or not, it got a little tight taste of naughty, but it's really funny. And Naked, you can watch it with your girl. It's a great Netflix and chill. It's a great romantic comedy. Me and Regina Hall. And my show, me and Essence Atkins. I'm telling y'all, we bring in something special to the TV. And I'm not just saying this. It's a special show. You will laugh out loud the entire time, except for 1 minute of some heart.
Word. Marlon Wayans, y'all, at The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yep, Charlamagne Tha God here. Angela Yee's here. DJ Envy's on vacation with the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. And coming up next hour, we have Donkey of the Day. Now, this is one of those moments when we're fake here.
Uh-oh.
Okay, because you know you just heard us talking to Marlon Wayans because he's going to be at Caroline's all weekend. But
and he really is. That's like a fact.
Yes, it's a 4-day weekend. I'm enjoying vacay, so I'm not doing Donkey of the Day this morning. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give y'all a best of Donkey of the Day. So I decided to heat Jason Whitlock's fat ass up again.
Oh, my God.
Why not replay this? Because I'm not commenting to anything that he says anymore. I saw him do a rebuttal video where he said something like, we should come together for the black community. Let me tell you something about me, man. I keep that same energy at all times. If I don't F with you, I don't F with you. The black community will be just fine without me and your fat ass coming together.
Damn,
okay?
Stop fat shaming him.
I'm not fat shaming
yes,
him.
You are.
I just want him to be healthy, all right? But since I won't be replying to him anymore, we'll just replay the Donkey of the Day that I gave him last Friday. Okay, we'll play that at 8:04. Plus, we got my dermatologist, Dr. Sandy. She's coming up next hour as well. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
Hey! I was born a donkey.
It's the Donkey of the Day.
Bunch of
that's time for the Donkey of the Day.
That's pretty fun.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Hey guys, do you know where your donkey is? It's right here on The Breakfast Club, okay? It's Donkey of the Day. This is the best of. This is when I had to heat Jason Whitlock up last week because he wanted to be the white man's watchdog. Enjoy. Yes, Donkey of the Day goes to sports journalist Jason Lee Whitlock. If you don't know who Jason Whitlock is, he is the co-host of a daily sports TV show that I never heard of until yesterday called Speak for Yourself on Fox Sports 1. Now, Fox Sports 1 has been in the news this week because Colin Cowherd had LeVar Ball on his show this week, and LeVar got into an exchange with Kristen Leahy, also of Fox Sports 1. Play that real quick to refresh everyone's memory.
Have you sold any shoes yet?
Yeah, I've sold a good amount to me.
How many?
Stay in your lane.
Wait, anyway, what's talking to her just, like I'm I was just, telling I'm you, just
man.
Curious.
I don't even worry about her over there.
Like, every time
she scares me to
kind
death.
I think that's kind of disrespectful.
I'm thinking of Saul right now. Hey, my problem is you are a hater. I never disrespect women. But I tell you what,
you
if,
on
you
the
act,
show today.
If you act like that, something's coming to you.
Oh.
And it's okay.
Do you think...
Are you threatening me?
Okay, now I gave Kristen Leahy Donkey of the Day this week for those comments because that is textbook, let me weaponize my whiteness to demonize the black man. Anybody who can't see that doesn't want to see it. And I said during Donkey of the Day that she played the race card by accident. I don't even know if she weaponized her whiteness on purpose, but that's what she did, and I stand by my statement. That's the same kind of energy that got Emmett Till killed. You got these idiots who want to say, how can you compare LeVar Ball to Emmett Till? I'm not comparing LeVar Ball to Emmett Till. I'm simply saying the same weaponizing of whiteness to demonize the black man is what got Emmett Till killed. That's the same energy Christine Leahy gave out in the middle of that exchange. Yes, that man says you're going to get what's coming to you, Christine Leahy. That's him simply saying karma is going to come your way based off the comments you've made about him and how he raised his kids. But Christine, by your logic, if you think that's a threat, then Jason Whitlock definitely threatened me yesterday on Colin Cowherd's show to Herd. Can we play that?
Charlamagne Tha God has come at Christine in a totally unprofessional, dangerous, irresponsible way. Some of this is spun in a racial way that I think is difficult for white people to handle. This is my area of expertise. I'm going to go at Charlamagne Tha God and all these idiots. Charlamagne Tha God and The Breakfast Club is the most powerful, popular, urban radio show in America.
In New York, L.A. based?
New York, but it's a national show. It's Sirius XM. He needs to be dealt with, and he's going to get dealt with.
We're not Sirius XM, we're iHeart, damn it. I'm going to be dealt with. I need to be dealt with. That is a threat, Jason Whitlock. If you think what LeVar Ball said to your precious Christine Leahy is a threat, then you saying you're going to deal with me is absolutely a threat. Jason Whitlock said that I am spinning this in a racial way that is hard for white people to handle. You know why it's hard for white people to handle? Because waste of good black skin like you, Jason Whitlock, get around these Caucasians in corporate settings and don't tell the truth. How are we going to make racial progress in this country if we don't communicate? Tell them the truth. Same way Christian Leahy can say what makes her uncomfortable, I can point out as a black man what makes me uncomfortable. And Christian Leahy demonizing LeVar Ball and weaponizing her whiteness by saying this man was threatening her when he clearly wasn't makes me uncomfortable. And yes, I use the example of Emmett Till because that's the same kind of energy that got him killed. News like that wouldn't be hard for white people to handle, Jason Whitlock, if Negroes in position like you to tell them the truth told them the truth. But you're too busy attacking black people and demonizing us that you don't seem to understand that. Malcolm X once said, if you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. Well, it's 2017. If Malcolm was alive, he wouldn't say newspaper. He would say media, and he would be talking directly to Negroes like you. Because when Jason Whitlock got on his show, Speak for Yourself, yesterday, along with Eric Davis, Chris Broussard, and the damsel in distress, Christian Leahy, he said this.
Charlemagne the God did a commentary labeling you the donkey of the day. This kind of sent me over the top because he went as far as to analogize this to what happened with Emmett Till. For Charlemagne the God to use his platform, the most powerful urban hip-hop station in America with a huge following, to throw that kind of heat on you when your intentions weren't malicious at all, your interaction with LeVar Ball wasn't disrespectful at all, for him to throw that kind of heat on you and your family, this is ridiculous. And it plays into a racial politics that has gotten out of hand or via social media. Charlemagne, grow up, be a man. Social media, people over Twitter, please stop and think. We're being racially divided for no reason, for the entertainment of people over Twitter and Instagram. This needs to stop.
This was never supposed to be a war, and it's turned into it. It was never supposed to be a war between me and LeVar, between me and Charlemagne the God, and now it's turned into that. It's not a war on race. It's not a racial discussion. It's not a feminist discussion. It was about respect. And to Charlemagne the God, I would love to go on your show. I've actually been a fan of The Breakfast Club. And if we can have a healthy conversation about this and make some good come out of it, let's do it. Put some respect on my name.
Oh, my God. Now, Jason Whitlock has the nerve, the unmitigated gall to say what I said was irresponsible, inappropriate, dangerous, out of bounds. Even had the nerve to say that I don't have to demonize someone. But not once did you check Christine Leahy for demonizing LeVar Ball. Not once did you tell Christine Leahy that her demonization of LeVar Ball is dangerous. Y'all keep screaming about lack of respect for Christine Leahy, but on that show to her, she's positioned in the back of the bus. You want people to look her in the eyes and talk to her. How? What guest has eyes in the back of their head? If you respect her so much, position her the way she's a real part of the show. And guests don't have to break their neck to talk to her. Hey, Christine, last thing I have to say to you is the way they have you positioned in that room is how they feel you should be positioned in life. Okay, behind the guys, way off to the side. But F that. It's not about you right now. It's about Jason Whitlock. Jason Whitlock, you have the nerve to talk about someone being inappropriate, irresponsible, dangerous, out of bounds. Jason Whitlock, have you met yourself? Okay? I remember an article you wrote about Serena Williams calling her an underachiever. Serena Williams, the greatest tennis player of all time. Top five athletes of all time, regardless of gender. You said she was an underachiever. One of your lines from that article was, seriously, how else can Serena fill out her size 16 shorts without grazing at her stall between matches. Jason Whitlock said Serena Williams has chosen to smother her athletic gifts into an unsightly layer of thick muscular blubber, a byproduct of her unwillingness to commit to a training regimen and diet. All of this coming from a man who waddles when he walks. A man who looks like he has to concentrate with every breath he takes, has the nerve to body shame Serena Williams. But that's what you do, Jason Whitlock. You love tearing down black excellence. You always strive to demonize black people in the media for absolutely no reason. Let's run through a few of them, shall we? I just told you about Serena. Well, Jason Whitlock also had something negative to say about LeBron James' equality commercial. How you speak down about a man who did a commercial encouraging equality? Listen to what he said about LeBron.
My point about LeBron James that I don't think people are getting. His athletic privilege and wealth define him more than the poverty and or racism that he experienced growing up. And therefore, if you buy that, you'll understand my analogy of why I say he's no different than Donald Trump.
My Emmett Till analogy is crazy, but wow. LeBron is like Donald Trump.
Come on, now that's crazy.
How, Sway? LeBron is about building bridges, bringing people together. Donald Trump builds walls. He wants to keep people divided. How are they remotely the same? Jason Whitlock also doesn't think Colin Kaepernick is authentic. Let's hear it.
Should Cap's sincerity still be questioned?
100%, and I think it's fair game. This kid was about Instagram models, tattoos, his abs, and building up the Colin Kaepernick brand until the very moment he loses his starting quarterback job, and now he's out here and he's Martin Luther Cornroll. I don't buy it. I don't care. Oh, he's raising awareness for this or that.
See, that rhetoric is dangerous because it makes it seem like the issue that Colin Kaepernick was protesting isn't important. If you're making the white people you work with feel like Colin Kaepernick's protests aren't important, then by default, you're making what Colin Kaepernick is actually protesting, which is the unarmed killing of people, especially people of color, by the police, seem not important. But Jason Whitlock, this is what you do. It's your stick. This is how you get attention. Attack and demonize folks that are black and prominent in our community. I refuse to believe you would come caping for a woman of color the way you caping for Christine Leahy. See, you keep telling me not to make this a race thing, but the same way Christine Leahy used a textbook example of weaponizing whiteness and demonizing blackness, you are a textbook example of a twisted house slave. You are Steven in the Django. You are doing what you have to do to keep your white counterparts happy because you think it gives you some sort of job security. I mean, look, it's documented that no black people at ESPN wanted to work with you, so you went over to Fox Sports 1 to be the white man's watchdog. Because if that wasn't your agenda, you would have at least attempted to school Christine Leahy on why her rhetoric was dangerous, not just to LaVar Ball, but historically. Why that type of energy has been dangerous to black men in this country forever. Now, Jason Whitlock, I know you threatened me and said I was going to be dealt with, but I need you to have that same enthusiasm when it comes to dealing with your obesity. Okay, you need to lose weight, my brother. All right, your first, last, and best love will always be self-love, and that's why you don't love anyone. Look, Jason Whitlock is a house slave, but he don't love the white man. All he does is tear down black people, so we know he doesn't love us. But truth is, Jason Whitlock doesn't love himself. If he loved himself, he would lose weight. Hurt people hurt people. And when you are built like Cleveland Brown from Family Guy in real life, 9 times out of 10, you're hurt. And you better not get on Fox Sports 1 today and say I body shamed you, because damn it, you body shamed Serena. Mm-mm. And I'm not going back and forth with you because I know you eat this kind of attention up. I mean, you eat everything up, but you really love dining on attention. And I'm not giving you any more until you lose 200 pounds. I refuse to go back and forth with a man who doesn't love himself, okay? I would not take any critique from you serious until you take your life serious and lose weight. Jason Whitlock, if you're confused on what I'm telling you, it's simple. You're too fat for a fedora. I'm just using this as a moment to teach the white people you work with that are confused about why the Christian Leahy situation with LaVar Ball is so serious. And it's simply because some white women in this country have a history of weaponizing their whiteness to demonize the black man. And if guys like Jason Whitlock can't convey that message, then guys like Charlamagne Tha God can. Please give the fat fedora wearing house slave Jason Whitlock the biggest hee-haw, please.
All right.
I told y'all I was spreading love today.
The Breakfast Club.
Yep, Charlamagne Tha God here. Angela Yee, we are the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. That was Drake with Fake Love. Now, we have a very special guest in the building, somebody who's near and dear to my heart, the woman who has bleached my skin.
Yes.
Dr. Natasha Sandy has rejoined us. Now,
hi,
what are we...
Dr. Natasha Sandy.
Hi, how are you? Good morning.
What are we talking about today? It's a holiday weekend. Uh-huh. A lot of people are going to be eating barbecue and going to cookouts and all of that kind of good stuff, but then they still trying to lose weight for the summer.
Right.
What would you recommend? Because you don't just do skin, you do... diet stuff, too.
Right. I do the entire body, inside out.
Okay. And what you put on your inside affects on your outside, too.
Exactly. So what you want to do is you want to eat, like you have, the green leafy vegetables, which we hear all this all the time. But when you put, and I told you this before, whenever you have your meal, you want to put complex carbohydrates with your meals, right?
Sweet potatoes.
Right.
Brown rice.
And you also want to do, but our green vegetables, period, are your complex carbohydrates. So, that helps you, again, utilize and maximize. It gives you energy, but it utilizes and maximizes your proteins as well. So you combine that with a protein, which is your fish, if you do beef, you do red meat, but you want to combine those things.
Grilled chicken?
Right? Grilled chicken, yeah, okay. Absolutely. Now, the summertime, people tend to work out a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So again, the whole point of the protein is to get those amino acids, in addition to the fat. So people work out a little bit more. So some of the things that you can do, like... you and I spoke about, is you can either take supplements in the powder form of the branched chain amino acids, which are the amino acids that you get after you digest your meat.
What do you mean supplements? Now, like pre-workout? But like, what if you're not working out? You just take it to take it?
Yeah, well, there are some pre-workouts have caffeine in it, which I wouldn't recommend for everyone. But some of the brands that I spoke to you about, you can just take, you can put it in your water. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of us aren't also not eating enough to supplement what we need in terms of the lifestyle that we're living.
Put your lips on the mic, Doc. I know you're single, but Jesus Christ, it hasn't been that long.
Okay, yeah, I mean, if you said it that way, I would have known what to do. But so, for example, we spoke about, you can also just get IV mm-hmm. amino acids, the vitamins intravenously. Okay,
I'd rather do the powder in my water.
Right, or you can get the shot. But we spoke about that, the fact that it helps you to bring blood to your to the different organs, to your blood vessel, expand your blood vessels, bring blood to different organs. You spoke about that in terms of the erection and things like that the other day.
Yes,
right,
absolutely.
Right, yeah.
I was asking her about erections.
I'm trying.
Yeah, well, when Dr. Oz was here, we was talking about it, but I was asking her too when I went to go see her last week. You know,
you were having erection problems?
No, I just want to know how to have a harder penis all the time. Like, I'm always trying to be the best I can be.
Well, some patients have told me when they've come and gotten the amino acids.
Wait,
shots.
What was the? So you went to ask about your?
No, I was there getting my skin looked at. But I just
walk us through the problems you've been having.
No, what he said was, when I take the amino acids, what did you say?
That's don't
what
you cover me horny.
Right, he said, no, what he said was,
no, it makes me horny.
Goes, listen.
Oh, no, because you give me the shots.
Right, and he said, listen,
back
them shots.
What did tell her what's in the
it's,
shots?
It's okay. You know, the branched chain amino acids, choline, B, vitamin C, your vitamin B, the complex mm-hmm. of all the vitamins, right? And a lot of those are in the tablets that guys take for workout. But you said to me, and other guys said it, you were like, yo, when I get those shots, it makes my...
Hard. I mean, right? Woo.
But it's not in your head. It's a physiological,
it
actually does
it
that.
Is in his head.
No, it is. Well, it's in his head. It's all in his head.
Okay, so if he say he was just having some problems, couldn't get erect, you could give him that shot and then he would possibly...
Well, no, we'd have to figure out what the problem is.
Okay.
But does he have a problem that's not allowing the blood to flow to the area? Does he not... Is there a problem with who?
Well, I don't know what's wrong with him.
These are all great tips for Memorial Weekend. There's going to be a lot of sex going on. All right.
What we actually had to talk about.
These are all great tips for Memorial Weekend. Right, people are going to be having sex. Right. Now, do you recommend, because like a lot of big meals are going to be had towards the end of the day.
Right.
And you do like the wake me up breakfast smoothie.
Right.
Do you think it's better to just do smoothies in the morning, smoothies at lunch, and then pig out at night?
Well, if you're gonna really veg, if you know I'm gonna go to a barbecue and we're gonna eat like crazy, I'm gonna eat a lot of food. You know, try to make as healthy choices as possible before that. So one of the things you can do is do a smoothie mm-hmm. in the morning again and for lunch, and you can do high protein in the smoothie.
What should be in it?
Okay, so you can try my wake up smoothie. So mm-hmm. you can do almond milk. That tends to work well for people that have problems with GI problems.
That's me.
Or you can do coconut milk.
I'd be farting all day if I had regular milk.
Right. And then there'll be right
almond milk only.
Right, and then you'll be bloated as well. So you can do almond milk. You can do the kale or spinach.
Mm-hmm.
You can do bananas if you wish. If you want to sweeten it, I like stevia. If you want to. Or you can just sweeten it with the fruit itself.
So I feel like it's already sweet enough.
Yeah, but you can use, right. But some people just have a really a sweet taste.
Mm-hmm.
But you can use the fruit to do that. And then I actually have a protein powder that I add, that I've actually developed, that I add that is really low. It's not really high in whey protein. So it's got a little bit of like some beef protein in there. So people that have GI symptoms,
mm-hmm.
so that you're getting your daily caloric intake of the proteins that you need, so that you don't, when you veg out later on, you don't get
bloated
and you're not really fat and stuff like that. You know, you don't gain too much weight. So you can do a light shakes,
mm-hmm.
or if you don't want to do shakes, you can do a light salad for breakfast and lunch, you know, and then you can...
What about oatmeal or something like that?
I mean, oatmeal has been shown to be really effective for cholesterol and things like that. It's going to fill you, but it's not going to necessarily give you all the nutrients that you need throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're just hanging out, that might be okay. But the nutrients you add today to function, you're not going to get all the nutrients. So you can do the oatmeal, but you may want to combine it with like maybe a hard-boiled egg or scrambled egg and a side of spinach or something like that.
Okay.
But you want to keep it light.
We are the Breakfast Club. Now, we do still have Dr. Sandy in the building. Learn how Charlamagne manages to maintain his erection.
Well, yeah, I am trying to maintain my erection, but yeah, you got a question?
Now, I want to ask you about laser hair removal, because that's something that a lot of people are doing now, especially getting ready for the summer. Actually, I have been doing laser hair removal. Shout out to Romeo and Juliet, where I've been going to get it. Do you recommend laser hair removal for anybody? Because I see all these before and after results, and you don't have hair bumps anymore.
Right.
And after a while, the hair is gone permanently, so you don't have to make those waxing appointments.
So actually, it's quite interesting. Men and women are doing the laser hair removal. And actually, the best term really is to be is really laser hair reduction.
Okay.
Because what happens when we're, what's happening when we're doing laser hair reduction is you're targeting the pigment on the hairs, and you're actually going to destroy the hair follicles. What happens, though, is you're destroying them, but not permanently.
Mm-hmm.
So the laser hair reduction occurs for a time, but after a couple of years, the hair starts to come back. So what's the benefit? The people that shave and as their hair grows back, it starts to curl under the skin.
Ingrown hairs.
Right, ingrown hairs. Or sometimes it's really sharp because you're using a sharp blade. And that sharp hair will go, as it's growing back, cut into the skin. And that will give you the bumps, infection, it gets itchy and it looks nasty and creates a black
appearance. It's like a herpes sore or something.
Yeah, it looks disgusting.
Right.
So what the laser hair reduction does, it makes the hair grow back really fine. So that even if it does decide to turn and go in, it's not coarse enough or strong enough to rupture the skin. And for some people, it actually also makes it stop growing for a number of years. So a lot of guys and girls do the same thing. Guys shave, they've been working out, they've got on their six-pack, so they want to show their six-pack better. So they're shaving, but then they're getting the bumps. So they're coming in.
Yeah, nothing looks better. And then even on their head, guys are getting like...
Right.
Under their neck, you know how to get like all those bumps.
Yeah,
razor bumps.
That's
called
pseudo folliculitis, Barbie.
That's so, called razor bumps.
Yeah, well, so you can treat that as well. I treat that as well.
How you treat it?
Laser. So, well, that's the ultimate choice, right? So for some
people, it's expensive
people,
a little though.
Yeah, it can be.
It can be.
But if you do the math over time, so another option would be to use clippers, right? Instead of using the blade, so that it doesn't create the sharpness, and then you do it more frequently. Sometimes you can use clippers and then use something called a clarisonic brush.
I have that.
You have that, right? Mm-hmm. So clarisonic brush oscillates back and forth and lets anything that's in the hair follicle come out. So if there's hairs trapped, it makes those hairs come out.
Mm-hmm.
So those are things that people can do for the summer, right? Even if you're not doing laser hair removal, if you're a girl that shave, you shave under your arms and you don't like the bumps, you can use the clarisonic brush there. And it also helps with the color as well.
What's the biggest misconception with skincare?
You know, I think a lot of people don't use washcloths, and I know I might be going against the grain.
Who don't use washcloths?
A lot of people don't.
On their
white
face?
People?
Yeah.
White people? White people?
Right? And they'll say, oh, well, I read somewhere you're not supposed to use a washcloth on your face. A clean washcloth is not going to be a problem, right?
I don't use a washcloth on my face.
Yeah, I mean, but they use their hands. How are you going to exfoliate? I mean, it's great to get an exfoliating product, right? But if you're not,
I just use my hands with that.
Dr. Sandy has the best exfoliating product in the market, I swear to God. I used Ambi before, but this new stuff, Lord have mercy.
You like it?
What? Makes your face feel open.
These are the things you don't do in the summer. Don't use oil products because you're making more oil, right? So you make things worse. Those are things you want to do. You want to cleanse.
Right.
You want to use exfoliants.
What about a clay mask?
You want to use sunscreen. So the clay masks are good. The clay masks are great. The charcoal masks are great. You just can't do excessively because then you find yourself breaking it a lot more.
Okay.
If you do a good cleanse, you won't have to mask as much.
Got it.
And a good exfoliant.
What about sperm mask?
Sperm mask.
You should try it, Charlamagne.
No, I just hear that's the thing.
You did not hear that, Charlamagne.
What? Come on.
Tell them where to find you, Doc. Where can they find you for more information?
On Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Dr. Natasha Sandy on my website.
Yes, this is my dermatologist. She's the best in the business, damn it. She keeps the weight off me. She keeps my skin gleaming.
Right.
And
you learn how to get
great.
An erection again.
She keeps my erections great.
His wife does that.
I mean, yeah, you know what I mean.
I just provide access to
that. Yeah, provide access. Makes the blood flow a lot easier.
She makes sure that his wife has a good time
still.
My wife goes there too.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a family thing.
Okay, so, great.
Thank you, Dr. Sandy. Anything else?
Thanks for having me.
Anything you want to leave us with before we go?
Just really, if you're... For the whole summer, you know, most people are thinking about their hair, their skin, their hair, their body... but all those things, basically the fundamental starts with diet. Right.
Starts
from the inside out. So obviously lots of water, right? If you don't like water, just add things, you know, add amino acids to it.
Mm-hmm.
Green leafy vegetables, put it in a smoothie if you hate it.
Right.
You know, if you
I always tell everybody in the juice bar. If they say they don't like spinach and kale, you won't even taste it when you put
and
it in.
And especially if you do organic, you suddenly realize, oh, organic foods taste really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't think Dr. Sandy is popping, just keep in mind she's 57 years old.
Yeah, don't I look good?
Yes.
Absolutely.
This is Dr. Natasha Sandy in The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
All right, it's The Breakfast Club. I hope everybody is out there being safe. I know it is a holiday weekend. Don't forget that we are celebrating Memorial Day for a reason, though. So shout out to everybody who has helped us and helped this country. Shout out to all the veterans.
Absolutely. I think it's absolutely disgusting that veterans do not have a place to stay after they have been fighting for this damn country. They don't have money. I can't stand it. I hate seeing homeless veterans on the side.
And shout out to everybody who is currently serving our country as well.
Absolutely.
All right, now let's get ready for the People's Choice Mix. Hit us up. You can hit up at Breakfast Club AM or you can hit up at DJ Envy and he will get that song on for you maybe if it happens to already be in the mix.